So for our first 10-minute speaker, gives us great pleasure to introduce Keo T from San Luis Obispo.
All right. Cool. My name is Keo. I'm an alcoholic. Hold on. I can come up here and try to pretend I know everything, try to wow you guys, but what I found is honesty is the way that most people, I reach most people. I just celebrated 4 years in February on the 22nd, which is pretty rad. Pretty cool. I was fall down on my face, piss your pants, yell at my wife, get fired from drops, kind of now. Drank around the clock. And I've come to find the reason I was doing that is because I was scared. I was just scared of everything. It didn't matter what it was just fear. It's all fear-based. Either fear of what I've done or fear of what's going to happen. And that still exists even when I take the alcohol away. So when I came into AA, it took me a long time to figure out what this thing is, and I'm still trying to figure it out. It was a year in that I thought that just hanging out in AA keeps you sober. It was 2 years in that I thought if I hung out in AA and made friends, I would be sober. It was 3 years in that I realized I had to do some work. And it wasn't almost until my fourth year that I found that I've built a relationship with a higher power. And when I say relationship, it's not just something that I pray to and hope that it'll fix my problems. What it means is that I still have character defects. So, you know, I get scared. I act out. People don't act the way I want them to. And I fall back into playing God. The whole time I was so scared in my alcoholism, active alcoholism, I was playing God and thinking, I can get myself out of this. Me. I have enough willpower to do it. And it came to find out that that didn't work. I first came into AA, I was 26 years old, I made it about a year, and because just hanging out, when someone offered me booze, I had nothing. This next time, you know, 4 years later, alcohol doesn't faze me. It's not alcohol, because I understand that it's a me disease. It's not the outside stuff, it's in here. I have to fix what's going on up in here, and the way I do that is connection with my friends who kind of ride the same way I do. I got lucky in this program, and I found people who are like me, who drank like me or didn't drink like me, but felt the same feelings, and I was like, okay, cool. Maybe this thing will work. And now, today, it's like, I'm freaking amped. I'm stoked on life. Like, I can't really explain it except for that I feel free. I walk around excited to see what the hell is going to happen next. My good friend Tommy asked me to be a speaker, and I'm like, when I first started AA, I was like, I'm never going to be a speaker. No one's ever going to ask me to do anything. I'm just a shithead. Why should I even stay sober? Like, what's the point? Like, I don't have anything to stay sober for. And it was funny, this is my little brother right here, he was like, hey dude, just like, don't drink for a year. And this is somebody who, you know, at the time had no program, was just like, hey, don't drink for a year and see what happens with your life. And it, you know, just me alone, just taking booze away, like I was actually pretty good at life. But then it just is a matter of time before I start to get scared again. And then the fear takes over, and it's fucking inevitable that I will drink. I heard someone say to me the other night, like, I don't really know how it works, but if I stay away from this program, my fellows, a higher power, it's this path, this road, things will happen, whatever it is, inevitably it's me drinking vodka in my car that's warm before I clock in. You know, that's the kind of alcoholic I am. And I've come to grips with that, which is actually pretty rad, because I'm like, I know when I look at alcohol, even a cold beer on a hot day, I know what that leads to. That leads to me dying. It leads to me in the hospital. It leads to me losing my daughter. It leads to me losing everything I've built with the help of a higher power, of course. Because I look back now and I go, I don't know how I did any of it. I consider myself in my own definition as successful, and I don't know how I did it. And when I look back, it's purely based on the trust of my higher power. And our relationship. Because the trust part was, cool, I trust it. I trust it. In my heart of hearts, I trust it. But like, when I would put my head down on my pillow at night, I would be scared again. I'm like, wow, what's going on? So I had to constantly seek. And in seeking, I found belief. And then with the belief came trust and the relationship. And today I live a dope life that I wouldn't trade. And it's crazy because it's only been 4 years. You know, it's like I feel like I'm special, but at the same time I'm like, all I did was read a book, hang out with some guys, and do what they did. When I was out there drinking, I thought that was impossible. Like, I don't see how reading a book and doing those steps is going to change my life. It just doesn't compute. And people like Tommy would see me when I was out there wasted. And they're like, dude, you can have a better life. And what's crazy is that planted a seed in me. Because even when I was out there still acting a fool, a piece of me respected the shit out of this guy and was like, maybe he's right. Maybe I could build a life. And today I have that life that I wouldn't trade. My daughter thinks I'm a superhero. You know, my wife, most of the time I think respects me. You know, but that's where the character defects come back. And she's like a perfect way for me to see, like, where am I fucking up? Because as soon as she's upset, it's 99.9% of the time my fault. The way I'm acting, because I'm not bringing God into the situation. So that's what it comes down to for me. Anytime I feel uncomfortable, anytime I'm scared, anytime I find my voice raising for a negative reason, I have to stop and go, where's God in this? And when I do that, most of the time I start to feel better. And that's something I used to get from alcohol. Because I was so scared and full of fear, drink, gone. Now I have these tools that you guys have all shown me that have given me a great life. And if I was to, you know, talk to myself 4 years ago, you know, I would just say, hey, just trust God. The simplest thing. And it's changed my life. So thanks for letting me share tonight. I appreciate it.
Let's give another round of applause.